It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
When I saw this yesterday, I was screaming. I was so excited.
What?
Well, the good news is Eric and Jesse has been renewed for season 3 on E! The reality show that starred country singer Jesse James Decker and husband NFL player Eric Decker is coming back this September, this time to include their two kids, Eric Jr. and Vivian. Oh!
Wait, does he have a team?
Yeah, the Titans.
Oh, they did sign him. Okay, you know more about him than I do. Okay, interesting.
Of course. That's the only sports I know about, remember?
Yeah, you sports nut, you.
Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki's ranch burned to the ground Monday night during a massive blaze in California. Sources say that he hasn't seen the property since it burned down and plans to show up when he gets the all clear so he can salvage anything that was spared. Katy Perry was asked about this photo showing her ex-boyfriend Orlando Bloom paddleboarding naked. She joked that Orlando went naked because he was just trying to show off for all the people back at the shore. She said that at the time she had been teaching Orlando about Twitter and social media and thought it was funny when he became the number one trending topic on Twitter thanks to the pictures. Also, Katy Perry's album Witness. Have you been wondering how it's doing?
Can I get a witness?
It debuted at number one. Within 1 week, sales dropped 89%. Sucks to suck for Katy Perry.
You hate so much on Katy Perry.
Because she's the worst.
You hate. You drink that Taylor Swift Kool-Aid.
And remember that Taylor Swift 6 is coming out this year. I'm 99% sure my psychic, Spidey, Swifty senses are tingling. Bachelor in Paradise
producers.
Sure, that's
not like something like an infection you see a doctor about.
No. Bachelor in Paradise producers have imposed new drinking rules for the show, including asking permission for sex. Sources say that there is now a limit of 2 drinks per hour. The crew is monitoring drinking levels among the cast, and the bartenders are also responsible for keeping tabs. Producers have also made a point of providing food at all times during the shoots to help absorb the alcohol. Sources at the Mexican resort where the show is being filmed told TMZ there are new rules in place regarding sex, especially in the Boom Boom Room, where most indoor sex goes down. Before anyone can get it on, both parties must go to a producer and state that they consent. If the producer feels either party is incapable of giving consent, the producer can pull the plug. And if contestants violate the rule and go right into the Boom Boom Room, producers can barge in and stop them from doing the deed.
Set a boom, boom, boom. Let me say, okay.
That's such
okay.
A weird name. Speaking of BIP, part 2 of DeMario Jackson's E! Interview aired last night. He talked about what happened the night after the notorious pool scene with Corinne.
Hold on, I'm trying to get it. It ain't loading. It ain't loading. Why are you being a... There we go. Play for me.
Next morning was like it was the wildest morning because everybody wakes up like, wow, like hungover, dying. Well, the first people I see was Corinne. We're like talking, like gave her a hug, and then we all went up and got breakfast together.
In subsequent reports, she says that she blacked out the day before, right, that she wasn't aware. But on that morning, the breakfast afterwards, was she reminiscing?
We were all talking about like how wild the previous day was.
She wasn't mad.
She wasn't mad. Like we like were hanging out.
Yeah, so that was interesting. Part 3 airs tonight. Also, this is scary. 20-year-old Duck Dynasty star Sadie Robertson took to social media last night to share a frightening story in which she claimed 3 men were following her around at the mall and how important it is to be aware of your surroundings. She wrote, "I smile with joy, peace, and thankfulness tonight before going to bed. Tonight was a very frightening night. I walked out into the parking garage and saw a white van parked beside my car with 3 men that had previously been following me in the mall. You hear this story all the time. I won't go into the details of mine, however. I am very thankful tonight to be writing y'all a message of awareness. Even though we serve a good God, let me remind you that scary things can happen at any time because until the day Jesus comes back, evil will still be in the world." That is the garbage.